Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 28 and a half weeks since we found out that Josie had rectal cancer. And I asked myself, what do I know? I know that Josie had an MRI Tuesday, and with results that looked specifically at the area of the tumor, and there is no tumor. It's stated that there's no rectal mass, the tumor is no more, and I know that I praise God for this miracle. I know that on Thursday she saw a surgeon and had a physical exam, and the surgeon talked with her and Murphy, and I know that God has healed Josie in so many ways, and that now there is a decision as she's gaining this information to be made about whether to have surgery or not, a very significant surgery, a bowel resection. And I know that Josie has been healed along with others, so many others on this journey. I know as she's looking and getting information about what is the next steps, I know that one of the things that God has given her is incredible wisdom, clarity, and I know that she will understand what she is to do because God is with her. I know that Josie's journey has brought healing to so many, and brought them closer to a relationship with Christ. I know for me that God is placing people right in front of me that need him. I know that I'm learning to listen and to be bold. You want to talk about being bold? I'm sending these messages out to many more people than I did earlier. As this journey has grown, so have I. I'm actually sending these messages out to a lady who works at the shrine, the National Shrine, Our Lady of Consolation in Cary, the Basilica. And I am sharing with them this journey. To me, there's a boldness in that. I know that as I'm growing, I'm learning that with growth and learning, you need to set aside time to study. And that's part of the journey for me. A time called an hour with God, a special time that I'm asking myself, am I doing that? Am I listening to my friend and my help and my Lord? I know a woman who, when she would take a bath in the evening, she would always make a special place. She'd make a special place for one who was very important to her. And that was her pet cat. She would put her robe and these soft, fluffy towels on the toilet seat there. And the cat would jump up there. And she had this special time where she would just have that communing with her dear pet. And I asked myself, do we do that with God? Do we remember that when we want to be seen, that we need to reveal ourselves to God? I know I'm being called to share this journey into who, I'm not exactly sure, but I know in being called, I am ready to be bold, and there are messages that are being given. One that I heard this term for the first time this week, and maybe you've heard it many times, but I'd never heard it before, and it was called church hurt. The person that I was talking to and who told me this was referring to people who at some point in their life when they were seeking God had gone to church, and in some way they were hurt by religion, by the organization, by the structure. And I believe that I understand church hurt better now to say it this way. It's when people get in the way of God's love and message for you. And the result is disastrous and it's painful because it's as though the one that you know that you are turned to is misrepresented to you. And that's horrible. That's a horrible experience. I remember after hearing this that I thought of an experience of my own at a time when I was attending a particular church and was at odds with a minister, and it ate me up inside. I remember thinking that how could I follow this person, or how could I how was this focus so so wrong, as I felt that the flock was being led astray. But in the fact that it was a terrible time, it was also very enlightening when someone told me, if only I would spend that much time focusing on God as I was focusing on this minister, the things in my life would be much better. The clarity that I would find and the peace that I would find would be there. And I'm asking you now, have you ever been church hurt? Has someone or some structure or some organized religion taken you out of your journey with God? Has man done something where that matters more to you than your relationship with God? I can only tell you just very simply that God is real and you are not alone. He gave you his son, his only son, so that we could have a path forward for our journey. But so many times there are roadblocks. There are people that put up barriers. Your hurt and your pain is real, but God is more so. That's a lot, but God's a lot more. God can take your pain and replace it with hope and with healing. That's the message. People will hurt us. They'll let us down. We'll be iffy in a relationship. It will be based on conditions. And that relationship may falter, but God's will not. He will always remain with us. Know this. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's Hebrews 13:8. God is with you. God is real, and you are not alone. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 15:13. And I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause division and who put obstacles in your way. That is Romans 16:17. Because I know this. I know that God is real. I know that God has brought healing to Josie. Not just physical healing, but restored her in ways that we never even knew and saw. And I know that he can do that for you. I know in your brokenness, in your hurt, in your pain that others do not see, God can restore you and heal you. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you. You're our hope. You're our help. When we hurt, when we feel pain, when we feel despair, it is you that hold us up and that show us the way. And Lord, today, for everyone who has been church hurt, for everyone who has been friend hurt, family hurt, co-worker hurt, I just pray to you, Lord. I pray to you that they would open up and allow you to dissolve that is hard and replace it with what you have, that only you have, the healing and the help that they need. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you our love and devotion as each day in every way we pray to follow you more closely. It's in the name of your Son, our Lord, we pray. Jesus Christ. Amen.